Very much, Dr. Kisi. Y mucho gusto, Professor Mendez. And I'm sorry to hear as well that the justice is no longer able to exercise on the mechanism as well. Of course, being a federal system with 18,000, I believe, different police departments and circumscriptions, it's hard to speak in one single way. But there have been many that have started to, in the wake of George Floyd's murder, revisit how we address law enforcement, and in some situations, that is to find ways to respond to issues that might indicate mental crisis with a different approach and with a different set of people rather than armed law enforcement. Of course, it's up to each division how they address that, but I think that's an encouraging sign that that's being considered and that's being implemented in many police departments with some positive, I think, outcomes, both in terms of how that's helpful for communities, helpful for people who are suffering these sort of mental health crises and situations, and also for the sustainability of law enforcement's efforts. And the other thing I'll mention is in our federal system, we have in several key cities throughout the United States conducted, and I might get the terminology wrong because I also did not prepare anything for specific for this, but essentially consent decrees in which the Department of Justice reviews the practices and both institutional and legal, but also the actual practice of different police departments that indicate that there might be problems to investigate and then to hold those departments to account in changing their practices, both legally, but also in their actual practice and their training and in their culture. So we've done that in several cities, and that's been an important part of our approach as well in terms of federal oversight.